Penguin Random House Audio presents If Then by Kate Hope Day, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. I believe, and so do you, that things could have been different in countless ways. David Lewis, Counterfactuals. Part 1. The Man in the Woods. Chapter 1. The earth trembles. She tastes metal. That's how it starts, on a moonless Sunday in Clearing, Oregon, in the shadow of the dormant volcano locals call Broken Mountain. Just after 10 p.m., Ginny stands at the bathroom sink, a toothbrush in one hand and a paperback in the other. She always reads like this, in minutes parceled out from her packed days, in the bathroom after everyone has gone to bed, or parked in her car when she gets to the hospital a little early. The heat whirs in the vent. She considers staying up to read another chapter. Her husband, Mark, is already asleep in the next room. Her pager buzzes from the bedroom, and she retrieves it from her bedside table. A series of familiar numbers scrolls across the tiny backlit screen. The emergency room. Damn. She dials the number. ER, the nurse answers. This is Dr. McDonnell. I was paged. Let me get Dr. Pierce. Classical music plays energetically in her ear. She sits down on the edge of the bed. Suddenly, she's tired. One of the cats jumps down from the comforter and stalks out the door toward Noah's bedroom. But Mark doesn't stir. He's learned how to sleep through her nighttime pages.